Blog Talk Radio.
Well, we're waiting.
And away we go!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Oh, yeah.
How many lumps do you want?
Oh, 3 or 4.
You'll get nothing and like it.
You heard wrong.
Grenache. Do you need to relax and get away from it all?
Oh. Ow. Oh.
My name is Simon.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, no,
I love to
no.
Sing up. I love to sing up.
Giddy up.
Theme.
ready then. Why don't I have a soundbite of Jackie Gleason saying how sweet it is? The fuck have I been doing all these years? Note to self. How sweet it is. Okay. Well, good evening, ladies and germs. Welcome to Possum Hour on Grenache, home of the finest in fake radio, ham radio, bargain cheese. There's a cheese made in Sardinia, and like they stick the cheese in this house, and they let it rot for a couple of weeks, and all the flies lay their larvae all over it, and then they let the maggots hatch, and then they collect the maggot poo from eating the cheese, and that's the cheese. You thought the United States of America was fucked up, huh? Huh? Try going to Sardinia, man, getting some cheese, man. Fucked up.
You possum puss, get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby!
You're making it very difficult for me to like you.
Indeed, sir.
A dog. Well, how are you, sir?
I'm doing just swell. How are you doing?
I'm okie doke, man.
Okay. Possums are looking good?
Yeah.
All right.
I thought it's very possible that tonight's gig would fall through.
Uh-huh.
Lo and behold, COVID.
There you go. You saw that coming.
The whole weekend got canceled because of COVID. Well, no, I still got a real short one on Sunday afternoon, but man. Oh, yeah, baby. Buckos win 9-2.
All right, Buckos.
Clobber them red legs. Come back, and that must have been in the ninth inning, man. Very cool. I like it. I like it a lot. Where's Ford's Blue Jays? Oh, geez.
Uh-oh.
Half game out of the wild card, man. Damn. Good luck to them, man. They got one more loss than Boston. Man. Hanging in there, Ford. All right. Well, the Pirates lost their 100th game last night, so there you go, man. So anyways, yeah, the cheese. I was watching that this morning. Why did that get on my algorithm, man? Maggoty cheese. Yes. Like most dangerous foods or something. They had this one where is it Japan or Korea, they eat a squid while it's still kind of alive and twitching.
Yep.
And a warning, you got to chew it up really good, man, or else he could, like, latch onto your throat on the way down suction cups. I'm like, what the fuck would you eat this shit for, man? You out of your fucking mind?
I thought your first year I was there, right? My sister-in-law hooked me up with some college kids to take me around and show me around the place and everything. We went to this one. They all got balls in something that was white and it was alive. That they were It looked like maggots.
No, and since my food
not
is
me.
Dead.
Not me, yeah.
My food's got to be dead before I eat it.
Dead.
I don't eat a lot of shit.
No. And you got to chew it up, baby. Oh.
Except for fruits and vegetables, man. Try to get them as live as you can, man. Freshly killed.
There you go.
Shoot, man. Well, GT's not here, man.
Oh, what's going on? Hope he's all right. Getting his costume ready for the end of the month.
Decorating the yard already for Halloween. Okay.
Yeah.
Because he asked me in a private message during the show Monday to play with Curly Shuffle.
Okay. And he's going to need a show for it.
And, man, I really hate the Curly Shuffle. I never liked it. So years ago, we blew it up.
Yep.
You recall that?
Yeah, I remember blowing that up.
And that happened to be on the Possum computer, so I said, you know.
Blow it up again.
Why not phone in another episode of the show and just get an old blow up, right?
This time you got it.
Here we go.
Dad, I heard he killed himself.
I killed myself too, but the last thing was calm.
Opponents of fluoridated water argued that too much fluorine in a person's system can cause an uncontrollable desire for sex.
Hey, call like a man!
In the Shakespearean play King Lear, King Lear had three of them, Goneril, Cordelia, and Regan. Who were they?
King Lear had Goneril?
Well, me and my friends love Larry and Mo. Brother
Yeah.
to prove my love is true. You won't regret it, dear, but I'll make it up to you. So don't be angry. Please hear what I say. Well, give me a chance, dear. Tunnel the drive me with love. Tunnel the drive me with love. Tunnel the drive me with love.
Fuck you, asshole.
Cool, man.
I like the leader to that science fiction noise.
I was on the fence trimming that, man. I'm glad you enjoyed that.
Good stuff.
All right, man. What else? What else going on in the world here? How sweet it is. Oh, good. Oh yeah, I tried to do eBay on live on the show Monday.
Yeah, that's right.
I think I'd had a beer or two too many or something, man. Anyway, I fucked up eBay account. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you don't know if you won that comic book or not?
Oh, I didn't win it. No, I got yeah. Nah.
Oh, okay.
I didn't make a bid. I was going to swoop in at the last second, see if I could, you know, snag it. But
yeah, on the air. Nope.
So I had to repair. my password and shit. And then the next day, I ordered a book. So there you go. All right.
All's well.
This is a cooler book than the one I missed, though. So.
There you go. You're even steaming, I'm telling you.
This is cool. This is a cool book. It's Harvey Kurtzman, Two Fisted Tales, which I didn't know existed until Tuesday.
Okay.
It's from the 90s. Bringing back Two Fisted Tales from the 50s and read, you know, with new stories and whatnot. And I knew that I had one issue of it. I thought that was just a one shot, and there were two of them, so I found the other one. Here's a tip if you're buying shit on eBay. I found it Tuesday when I was just looking at shit, and instead of just buying it, I watched it, right? Put it on my watch list, right? And the next day, I get an email saying, oh, yeah, you know, that $4 comic book. Well, would you want it for $3? And I was like, yeah, bet, man. You know?
Okay.
Because I almost pulled the trigger at $4. I'm like, fuck yeah, $3. Count me in, baby.
So watch it first. All right.
So, yeah, put it on the watch list for a day or two, and they might give you a better price, man. Pretty cool.
Never went on eBay. Never did the eBay thing.
Never did no eBay? It gets
eBay.
Addictive, man. Because you sit there and look at shit, and you're like, yeah, I want that. I got my eye on the prize, man. I've almost finished my EC collection, which is...
Nice.
Cool. Yeah. Sure. Let's get some appropriate music and do the thing here, man.
Doing the roll call.
The roll call, man.
Ha-ha! Nice little jam.
That's Big Mamu.
It is Big Mamu.
Big Mamu.
You get that right, Jock. All right. about this? Yeah.
Ah, that works.
Yeah, you can never go wrong with Booker T, man.
Uh-huh.
What is it about that? Yeah, see, Hope does that. Watch stuff and you get a deal. He buys 80% of shit he buys off eBay. Wow. Well, I mean, that's where my frivolous spending money dollar goes, to eBay.
Yeah.
On comic books and shit. Oh, I also got a Christmas present this week. I ordered this book back in February.
Yeah.
And I ordered two books, actually. from the cheap. I'll give him a plug, man. Free plug. Cheap graphic. Name the joint. If I could remember the name of it. It's cheapgraphicnovels.com. Anyway, I ordered two books, and then they wrote, hey, geez, you know, because of COVID, there's delays. So it was delayed a couple weeks, like 4 or 6 weeks or something. Like, man, where are those books coming, you know? Kept checking. Never, you know, I didn't bug them, but I was just looking at the thing. And I finally get an email, and they go, oh, that one book, it's a really cool book, too. 50s horror shit. Oh, well, we don't got that no more. Sorry, man. I'm like, shit.
After that long wait.
Yeah, after a long wait, I'm like, shit, man. Well, I'll tell you what, I want this other book coming out in September. And it was like a couple dollars more. And okay. I said, yeah, I'd be fine to, you know, wait till September for the other book, too, and then just get it then. And they were like, yeah, bet. So those finally came. Got stuff to read.
Stuff to read. Hopper read. That's Hopper reading, isn't it?
You got that right.
There you go.
All right. There they are, the Possum Lounge, ladies and gentlemen.
Possum Lounge.
Group of luminaries unparalleled on the internets tonight, I guarantee. Ha! There's probably celebrities and stuff somewhere online right now.
Oh, I'm sure.
But it doesn't compare to Boston Lounge. We got Apple Cheeks Alice.
Sweet Alice.
Oh, yeah.
Apple Cheeks Alice. Did you lose your place?
No, I was reading Ford. He bought his old high school yearbooks on eBay. I never thought of that. I never did get my senior yearbook.
No?
Yeah, that'd be weird.
How'd you miss out on your senior yearbook?
I don't know, man. I didn't have any money. I was spending all my money on weed and comic books. You know? Shit. All right. Yeah. You'll have that. Thanks for coming, Apple Cheeks. Yeah. And there's Daddy G from the Daddy G Show. The Daddy G Show.
Night with Daddy G.
He dropped out in junior high, Apple Cheeks? She dropped out of school in junior high.
Oh,
what?
Okay.
Wow. Yeah, but spending money on comic books was different in those days, Cake. They were like 25 cents a piece. $3 and $4 with shipping. Daddy G's here's from the Daddy G Show on Sunday, Saturdays at 9 for 90 exquisite minutes of music, mirth, and merriment.
Always
well, 12 cents, Daddy G, when I was a youngster. By the time I had my own spending money, they was up to a quarter. Right when they changed to a quarter is when I started having enough walking around money to actually start collecting comic books. But I got some 15 centers and whatnot, some 12 centers. I don't think I have any 10 centers. Those are real old ones.
Oh, yeah.
Way back to the 50s. I think they burned all the comic books before I was born. Yeah. Garbage. I did
now
find the first issue
novel.
I got a first issue of Street and Smith's out of my grandparents' house. That's pretty cool. With Bob Feller on the cover. Street and Smith's Baseball Digest. It's a magazine.
Oh, okay.
I think it still comes out. And that was the very first year in 1939, maybe.
Oh, okay.
That was pretty cool. I didn't throw that out. Thanks for coming, Daddy G. And there's
Daddy G.
Cake. It would not
Dr.
be a show without Dr. Cake.
You got that right.
A comic, cream soda, and a tamale. Yeah. Yeah, I remember when the price of the comics went up to 25 cents. That was a big deal, man. That cut a whole comic out of your dollar. Like, shit, man.
That's when you wanted to get into business, right? That's where the money is.
Like, geez, man, you used to be able to get 5 comics for a buck. Now you only get 4 comics for a buck.
And they were getting thinner.
Yep. I said, my son and I stopped at the LCS, as they say online, the local comic shop, just to look around the other day while we were out. And they're going for like $4 cover price these days. So I don't think little kids are buying these things.
No. You don't see kids reading comics anymore.
Nah.
It's strictly the geeks.
Adult. Yeah, uh-huh. Adult geeks. Yours truly identifying. Yeah, it's cool, though. They're really nice people, man. Like, usually comic book people. They're usually really nice and are very, you know, polite and decent chaps, I must say. It was like going to a comic shop. They're coming, Dr. Cake. There is. Ford Prefect.
Ford Prefect here.
He's a gadfly. He's an internet gadfly.
Okay.
Yeah. On his resume. Notice. Yeah. it wouldn't be a something or other without him. That's true. I saw it written. His brain hurts. Man.
I have.
Tomorrow's going to be so fucking weird, man. It'll be like the first Saturday I haven't worked in, like, you know, all summer.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. Maybe cut the grass or something. I don't know. Who knows? Rape and pillage. Knock over garbage cans. I don't know.
You get tired of that.
It's fun for a while, but yeah. It wears off. Yeah. Thank you for coming forward, regardless of your brain.
Poor prefect.
And there he is. Other people's eyes, our old pal Ope.
Ope.
He was a substitute art teacher this week, which I think is a hoot.
Oh, cool.
That's got to be interesting if you're not, you know.
Nice gig.
Field artist or something. Teaching's hard regardless, man. I've tried teaching people how to caricature, and I just don't think I'm a good teacher.
You're not a John Johns?
No.
Not a John Johns.
I could probably, I don't know.
Character, there's a lot, it's got to be in you.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
Take ovals. I went to a cartooning class one time or something. We spent all that time teaching it how to do an oval, how to do a fucking head. I went to like 3 classes, and I said, fuck this.
Yeah. It's subjective.
Yeah, it's got to be in you.
I tell you what, man, that last one I put up on Fuck Boo, that last caricature, the hillbillies, no offense, but the guy had, like, no teeth. That's why he had his mouth closed, but I really liked that one. And it's so rare that I bring it home and look at it and go, oh, I nailed that one, you know?
I imagine it is.
I usually find something that I hate about it. Like, I didn't shape the head, I didn't have left forehead, blah, 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 blah. That one, man, I had absolutely nothing negative to think about. I was like, wow,
nice.
Home run. Went sailing right out there. Very cool. Like I say, I'm my own worst critic, man.
I'm thinking of coming out with a cartoon character to represent the smoke shop.
And there you go.
I figure I'll steal a little bit from Slowpoke Rodriguez, you know, like a tobacco mouth. Just change the hat or something like that.
Politically incorrect mascot. I like it.
Yeah, well, you got to do it. I mean, the store's called El Humidor. I mean, it has a South American name to it, so you got to no way around that. Yeah.
Sigh.
Classic fit.
Thank you for coming up. And then there is the Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking himself, Professor R.J. Gumby. Ladies and gentlemen, La Possum Lounge.
With your super host.
There's the Beaver.
Oh, here it is.
Let's play a game called hide go seek. Put your hands over your eyes. Please don't peep. You stay here till I find you. And when I find you, I'll tell you what to do. Wasn't that good? Wasn't that good? Wasn't that good? I love to play games with you. Let's play a game called Little Jackie Horner. Go over there and sit in the corner. Gonna stick my finger in the pie. When I pull it out, you know the reason why. Wasn't that good? Wasn't that good? Wasn't that good? I love to play games with you. Here's a game called It's Your Time to Sleep. Lay right down and start counting sheep. Close your eyes and relax a while. I'll wake you up and put you back to sleep. Wasn't that good? Wasn't that good? Wasn't that good? I love to play games with you. Here's another game called Kids in the Dark. Play it in the parlor and not in the park. All you gotta do is turn the lights all out. When the game is over, you'll know what it's all about. Wasn't that good? Wasn't that good? Wasn't that good? I love to play games with you.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Very good.
Wasn't that goo? It was goo. It was goo, man.
Very goo.
Filthy, dirty, 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 dirty.
It was that, too, though. You guys, you know, that was some naughty.
Lines.
Naughty Wynonie.
Naughtiness. Possum naughtiness.
Yeah. There was a sexual innuendo in there. Ready. Oh. Snappy Brown.
Like
Cannons, Jug Stompers. Wynonie Harris. Where else are you going to give a lineup like that? Oh, Percy Faith. Crying out loud.
Well, Percy, yeah.
Percy Faith. I never thought I'd be playing a Percy Faith.
Oh, yeah. I'm so glad the parents didn't name me Percy.
No kidding. Those were like the, man, those were like the Tay albums, man, in your parents' record collection, you know?
Uh-huh.
What a guy, you know, Herb Alpert, all right, that's cool. And Mamas and the Papas, all right, way to go, folks. Santana, nice. Percy Faith. Fuck. And then you find a Jackie Gleason record, and you're like, sweet, Jackie Gleason, and you put it on, and it's like, wah, 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 wah,
wah. Yeah.
Dude.
You expect a comedy or something.
Where's Crazy Guggenheim, man?
Like I said before, my parents had Andy Williams.
Andy Williams. My mom liked the Andy Williams. Yep. Yes, indeedy.
Nice wife, though. I got to say that. I used to love those Christmas specials with his wife. Oh, the spider killer.
I always liked him after that show, man. The variety show with Charlie Callis and shit.
Yeah.
It was pretty wacky, man.
There's the summer replacement shows.
I don't remember what it was. Just the Andy Williams show, a variety show. Very hip. It's like when Laugh-In was popular. Trying to out, you know, trying to.
Yeah.
Wacky. wacky.
Those were the days.
Yeah, variety shows, man. Can you imagine? That'll never come back, man.
No.
It's like vaudeville. It is vaudeville. It was vaudeville for TV.
Yeah. Yeah, when you think about it. They did it all.
And, people just don't have the... Well, they have these remote controls, see? As soon as something's on there that, you know, doesn't really, and you're fucking, it's the end of that, man. Charlie Callis.
The Hudson
Callis.
Brothers, for fuck's sake. The Hudson Brothers. That was a mistake.
What does he think I am, an imbecile?
Yeah, the Hudson Brothers. Sorry, man.
Shields and Yarnell.
Shields, yike. I don't think I ever watched that one. And then, oh, Captain and Tennille. Captain and Tennille.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And, Cher.
Yeah, she had multiple
Cher in the Cher show. Well, that's just because she didn't wear a brassiere.
Yeah, those tiny little titties.
She didn't wear no underwear. I liked that about her lot when I was that age.
Oh, yeah.
And she'd have on party guest stars, and they'd dress up and not wear any underwear neither. Yes, sir.
You got a Forrest Gump thing going on there.
I know, man. I don't know. I was just rolling with it. I thought it was more like a Fox News host. And that's how it went today in idiotic fucking news. All right, how about a quickie?
Yeah, lay a quickie on us.
I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights, no matter where they've been. I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights, but only when they're green. He likes traffic lights. He likes traffic lights. He likes traffic lights, no matter where they've been. He likes traffic lights. He likes traffic lights. He likes traffic lights, but only when they're green. I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights. That is what I said. I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights, but not when they are red. He likes traffic lights. He likes traffic lights. That is what he said. He likes traffic lights. He likes traffic lights. He likes traffic lights. He likes traffic lights. He likes traffic lights, but not when they are red. I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights, although my name's not Bamba. I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights. I, oh, God.
What kind of shit is that?
I
Grenache.
I got the disco version of that song. 12-inch disc. That was
yes.
All right. I like that.
That was on that contractual obligation album that the Pythons had to put out.
Yeah.
That's what makes that great, Daddy G. It was a quickie. It was under 2 minutes. But
yeah.
It was just so like
it
tedious.
It didn't seem like it.
Yeah, it seemed like 3 minutes. That's the beauty of it, man. Alrighty. Is there anybody's birthday today? Ted Bessel? Anybody?
Not yet. We got to find out when Ted is. Bring that back.
Make our preparations for Ted Bessel Day.
Uh-huh.
Fuck, it's Ted Bessel Week. You know what I mean?
I missed Bob Balaban. I wanted to tell Sweet Alice. I missed Bob Balaban.
Yeah.
Because I was out sick that week. I remembered it, but I was just too sick to get on the laptop.
Too sick to get on the laptop.
Gumby was on his deathbed.
Sure, I'm sure Bob Balaban
would
be pleased to hear that.
He was probably saying, where's that guy? Where's that goofy bastard? Every year he's bothering me.
I forgot to erase blowing up feelings. We could blow up feelings again.
Now that's a song worthy of some dynamite.
Yeah. Boy, that was a stinker.
Uh-huh.
I remember one time on the Gong Show, every single person sang Feelings. I don't remember if they gonged every one of them, but they gonged most of them, man.
I'm sure they did.
Pretty funny, though. That's how popular the dang thing was.
Yeah.
Daddy G is older than dirt.
Older than dirt.
And G.T. Trenton is stronger than dirt.
There you have it.
Eddie. Well, let's see here. The old clock on the wall is kind of giving me a hint in a certain direction.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Ah.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
I got to say wow to that one, man. Grandson be 24.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a, see, I could probably have pulled that, had that too, but my son was smart and
I
remember going over his crib in his college, and the floor was littered with condom wrappers. I'm like, that's good. I'm like, that's good. This is good. And again, that's how I got him, you know.
Whoops, there you go.
Whoops. What's that? Whoa. Hey, happy birthday. You know, all of a sudden. Alrighty. Anyhow, happy birthday, everybody.
It sprinkles.
Get that off out of the way. What's tonight's ear bleeding? What the fuck, man? Yoko Ono? Anybody up for Yoko? Yeah, Yoko. What did I do with that one, man? What did I do with the one? Oh, dang it.
We're waiting for the last broadcast to put Yoko on, aren't we?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
All right, shit. Well, then I guess we'll go with Yoko Ono? No. No, that Yoko, the one I for the last show, that, no, try this one.
Here we go.
I got a piece of shit car. That fucking pile of shit never gets me very far. My car's a big piece of shit, cause these shocks are fucking shot. Well, my seatbelt's fucking broken, I got to tie it in a knot.
It's a piece of shit.
I can't see through the windshield, cause he's got the big fucking crack. And the interior smells real bad, cause my friend puked in the back.
It's a piece of shit. Piece of shit car.
Piece of shit car.
He got a piece of shit car.
He got royal dick.
That fucking pile of shit.
What have you been saying, crap? Oh, fuck you, car. It's got no CD player. It only got the 8-track. Whoever designed my car can lick my sweaty nutsack.
Shake it by the back.
And I got no fucking brakes. I'm always way out of control. 11 times a day I hear, hey, watch it, asshole.
You fucking piece of shit. Piece of shit car.
I got a piece of shit
car. Got a piece of shit car.
Diesel gas sucks my ass.
That fucking pile of shit.
That pile of mess of shit.
Very
far. Oh, what the fuck did I do? What the fuck did I do? What the fuck did I do? To get stuck with you, you're too high for drive-thru. And you smell like tissue. But I'm too broke to buy something new. Oh, fuck me. Well, the engine likes to flood. The car always fucking stalls. Yeah, not the cushion, got a big rip. So a spring always pokes the balls.
Ouch, ouch, ouch.
Plus the door locks are busted. I got to use a fucking coat hanger.
What a pain in his ass.
And if a girlie sees my car, there's no chance I'll ever bang her.
She never ever gets a pussy.
Hey, shut up.
You piece of shit car.
You piece of shit car.
Both fucking
tires. No rear view fucking mirror. Seven different colors. Fucking rad for a gas cap. Tail time making sparks fly everywhere.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Yeah, I didn't like that one.
Yeah.
McDonald's French fries.
I like
the
though.
Piece of shit car.
That was dedicated to Two-Handed Mikey.
I figured that because we were talking about the piece of shit.
Pieces of shit.
I don't think I've ever heard it pluralized like that. Pieces of shit all the time.
Pieces of shit. I don't know why it cracks me up, but he just, the man, I find the man funny. Piece of shit. So anyway, I think Mikey would approve. Here we go.
You had it, Mikey.
This is real. This is real shit, man. This isn't made up.
Played on us.
This is weird. This is kind of weird, man. There's a big Darby Creek locally runs through the central Ohio.
Okay.
Ohio River Valley. A tributary of the Scioto River, which is the main river through town. Anyway, a little fish, a little tiny inch and a half, 2.5 inch long fish,
okay,
named the Scioto Mad Palm.
Okay.
Nocorus trotmani was listed as an endangered species in 1975. And good news, they took it off the endangered species list. Well, that's the good news. The bad news is because it's extinct. Thank you. But I wonder how common that is, that the small fish was only found in this one section, a small section of Big Darby Creek. Nowhere else.
That's pretty nuts.
Yeah. It was discovered in 1943, and the last confirmed sighting was in 1957, so... 18 were ever collected. Only 18 were ever collected.
Okay.
Pretty wild
stuff.
How do
we know they're still out there?
I don't think
people
so, man.
Seen anything?
No, it ain't seen one of these since 57, man.
They're gone.
Yeah. They moved to the coast they followed the Giants and the Dodgers.
They were the original teddy fish, from what I understand.
They look like it. The Scioto Mad Palm, man. It's like they're like little catfish. They would suck the bottom out. And they figure, you know, just the human intervention eating the dang rivers and shit. Yeah. Goodbye to the Mad Palm.
Well, big fish eat little fish. They don't have a chance.
Well, I think their environment was fucked up.
Okay.
Since they were just like, you know, attuned to that small part of the world,
uh-huh,
the only place they were. That just blows my mind, you know, that those fish are nowhere else but right there. Uh-huh. Now they're gone.
Huh?
Blinky to three-eyed fish. That's probably it. We got, you know, because the leftovers from Big Boy and Little Daddy-O, whatever the fuck, that the nuclear bombs, when they dropped on Japan, whatever that project was called, that's stored in my town, Columbus, Ohio. The fuck, man?
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who knows, man?
Fat boy, Batman, little boy. What the hell?
Batman,
that
little boy, and it was the Manhattan Project. The Manhattan Project.
Yeah, Manhattan Project. Yeah.
So all the leftover fissionable material from the Manhattan Project is stored at Patel Institute here in Columbus. Nice.
Oh, okay.
And I'm sure they're really looking after it. Anyway, yeah, they got. Here's some shitty fucking news. Now, yeah, remember my next door neighbor Chet and every damn person in there OD'd on fentanyl almost 2 years ago now. Well, they just got these two cops, Columbus cops, that they were selling fentanyl.
They're selling it. Oh, jeez.
Yeah, they're responsible for. I don't know how many pounds of fentanyl entering the area on the streets. Nice.
And I just finished binge watching The Shield. That corrupt cop selling drugs.
They should throw the fucking book at them. Pick the book up and throw it at them again. Gee, many Christmas. Talk about abuse of your.
Exactly.
Why? All right, this is kind of funny. To finish off the weird little political shit.
Okay.
You know, Rudy Giuliani Looney Giuliani. He's getting in big trouble. He's in big trouble because of all this stuff he said about, you know, how Uncle Bobo didn't win the election and whatnot. So he was in court, and he testified that, raised his hand, took the oath, and he says, "Now, I knew everything I said was bullshit. I think I got it off of Facebook."
Blame it on Facebook.
Yep. Guy will go on TV, lie through his teeth.
Oh, man.
And then, but what is it about, I don't know. I guess people do actually get rung up on perjury, and that's why he told the truth, but I think that's hilarious. He fucking got all that shit off of Facebook. Not surprised. Man.
Fucking guy.
Here's another one of those job opportunities, but this is over in jolly old England. Who plays the grand piano. £5,000 to eat stuffed crust pizza. Be the official stuffed crust pizza taster for Pizza Hut. I didn't know they had Pizza Hut in Britain.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
No wonder they think Americans suck.
Uh-huh.
The kind of shit we send over there? The pizza slut? I don't even eat that crap. Jeez. But it's for £5,000, I could choke down stuffed crust pizza. Jeez. You know, it's a little constipation when you got money in your pocket. Am I right? Am I right?
That's skimpy.
But you got to be over there in Britain and whatnot, dear. What's this? Oh, these guys from the future. I guess on TikTok there's people from the future all over the place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good to hear from people from the future.
Yeah. That's what, you know, I'm not on the TikTok. I'm kind of out of the loop. Because
me too.
Most of the people on Facebook are like Neanderthals. Like they're from the past.
So this is a whole lot.
They're not from the future. This guy here, the time traveler, he's from 2714. And he says in, how many years? Oh, in 2061.
Yeah.
He's what? Yeah, 2714, man.
Okay.
For 2714.
Pull that number out of his head.
Well, time, that's, you know, you're way ahead of time. Then you go backward in time. All right. So he says that in 2061... which is probably not in our lifetimes.
Yeah. We'll be 101.
Yeah. It seems...
Maybe.
It's possible.
Yeah.
You might make it, being a skinny... You know, you see, the old guys are always skinny old guys. You never see fat old guys. You know? You got a limited shelf life, man.
That's true, yeah. That's because they lose all that weight when they get old. That's why. They can't hold down that food.
But it's a 2061, an artificial virus will be created and everyone on Earth is infected and it results in a 30% fatality rate, making it the worst plague in history.
All right. There you go.
A man-made cloud.
I say bring it on.
I know. He's like, fuck it, I don't care, man.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to fall down and break a hip any minute. What do I care? Jeez. The fuck, he's from the future. Blow me, man. This other guy is trapped. He's trapped in the future. Oh, man, trapped. Oh, this is funny. This TikTok guy, he's sharing videos, see?
Yeah.
And he's trapped in the future in his videos. And there's no electricity and shit like that, but, like, there's an internet that he can upload his films to, which is kind of interesting. So, I don't know. But he's from 2027. He's a short trip. But I'd like to watch some of his videos. Actually not. I waste enough time. Okay. Time travelers. Madison, Wisconsin State Fair. This is from the crime files.
Hey, that's what's his name? That's R. Paul Schlossinger.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Police in Wisconsin are attempting to locate a $1,400 bronze sculpture of Humpty Dumpty sitting on a toilet. Stolen from a vendor's booth at the art fair, man. So
that ain't right.
Yeah.
You don't steal art. What are you not doing?
So then you happen to
steal art.
Yeah, if you see the pooping Dumpty
egg.
Dumping Dumpty. Humpty Dump. Yeah, Humpty Dump.
Yeah, okay.
I get it. Oh, he's taking
yeah,
a dump
in the place.
Humpty Dumpty. You see a Humpty Dump taking a Dumpty. Call the authorities immediately. Oh, okay. You're just gonna goad me on, are you, Mr. Oop? Let's see. I don't have it at my fingertips, but dumps. They call them dumps. Big, massive dumps.
There it is. There it is.
Big. Big, massive dumps.
Big, massive dumps.
Massive dumps. All right. It is
what's
pretty cool.
What's that guy doing now?
Who, Uncle Bobo?
Yeah. I don't watch the news or anything. I don't know.
Well, that's why I've been watching weird shit like maggot cheese on TV, because I'm no longer interested in what Uncle Bobo is doing today.
Yeah, I got you. I get cheese.
He's living in La La Land. He's in a, you know, he's a legend in his own mind.
Uh-huh.
And I would bet my bottom dollar he'll never serve a day behind bars.
Yeah. Oh, you know that.
And he's going to run for president again. I believe these things will be shown to be true.
I wonder if he really wants to.
Yeah. He likes the adulation.
Yeah. I'm sure he does. Yeah.
He just wants to run. I don't think he cares about winning as much as running. Well, he won't. No, he doesn't.
Yeah.
But some people say he won't run because he's afraid that he'll lose again. So, who knows? I don't care. I hope, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I know Jodie Foster doesn't like Uncle Bobo at all. Jodie Foster?
No.
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 And
not a fan.
Sure. Would try to impress her. All right, in New Jersey? Arizona restaurant. They, it's a Japanese restaurant, and they get fresh lobsters. So they're alive,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And they got an orange, bright orange.
Oh.
Lobster.
Oh, okay.
And instead of scarfing it, man, they called up the aquarium, and they were like, cool, man. Like one in 30 million chance of having an orange lobster. So he's now chilling at the Odyssey Aquarium in Arizona. Nice.
Yeah. Nice orange lobster.
As we know.
Yeah.
Right? Lobsters are virtually immortal.
Yes.
So,
yes.
And he actually, they said, they mentioned, and it's probably true, he probably has a longer life in captivity because his coloration would make him attractive to predators.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
So, the orange lobster, they named him Uncle Bobo. Isn't that nice?
I was about to say that. He's being orange. Name him Uncle Bobo.
So he's chilling, man. He'll live forever.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He'll live forever. Scary thought, man. Scary thought. Thank God I won't. All right. Oh, this guy. A Turkish man was reported missing after a night of drinking in the woods.
Guess his drink is done in the woods.
Yeah. He was found, though, after he unknowingly joined his own search party.
Just blending in with the other guys.
Yeah, he drunkenly wandered off into the woods, and they reported him missing, and the next morning he ran into the search party and figured he'd lend a hand.
What the hell? Uh-huh. I'll help, fellas. Who are we looking for?
Now that's drinking. That's a man after my own heart there.
I like that.
I'm not going to
know what he's
that.
Looking for. Uh-huh.
That's funny. No way we top that one. No way we top that one.
No.
Here's some good news. Here's a nice story. A Maine fisherman, they were hunting. What did they say? They were hunting lobsters? They were fishing for lobster bait.
Yeah.
I don't know what lobster bait is. I guess small
there
fish.
They are.
But anyway, a 600-pound tuna jumped in the net. They couldn't get rid of it. And because of the laws, they weren't licensed to catch and sell tuna. So they had this giant 600-pound bluefin tuna, and they were able to, you know, they contacted the authorities, and they were able to donate it to the homeless shelter. So the homeless people.
Oh, okay. Good. Tuna.
Ate the fuck out of some tuna, man. Very
right.
Cool.
Just jumped on board.
Sacrifice well, he got caught in their stuff. Net. Caught in the net. And then they couldn't get him out. You know, they were trying to release him, and then it was like, nah, they can't. He was too wound up.
I think that tuna gave his life for the orphans.
Well, he's just trying to help the homeless, man.
Nah, the homeless, that's it. Yeah.
It's a,
way to go, tuna.
Altruistic tuna. Absolutely. All right. Where are we at, man? All right. I think this is a poop story.
Oh.
So, keep your fingers crossed. Oh, yeah, it kind of is. This is Britain again. A Tesco sandwich. I guess this is a fast food, Quickie Mart sandwich.
Sounds like it. Yep.
Tesco Express in Eastfield, Wolverhampton. I like the name of that. Wolverhampton. Where are you from? Wolverhampton. Get the fuck out of my face, you weirdo. All right. Ronnie Hendry was looking forward to munching down on his smoked ham and mature cheese sub. I hope it wasn't that fucking Sardinian shit. Anyway, he was horrified when he saw it. He took it out. Yeah, it's like a Quickie Mart. Pre-made Sammy. So he took it out of the package, and for some reason, he looked underneath it. It was a cat turd.
A cat turd. Oh, geez.
A mysterious brown lump. It looked like cat shit. What the fuck is this?
I was putting there purposely.
It was stuck in the bread.
Oh,
might be something to do with the bread,
great.
But it looks like cat shit to me. Straight to the bin. He had to throw it out. You know, you can't eat, even if it's not cat shit.
Yeah, if it's
right?
Yeah.
You think it's cat
you
shit,
got that
you got
your
whole sandwich
you
away.
Think it
yeah.
is.
Get the fuck out here.
Cat shit sandwich.
Well, you'll have that, I guess. I guess that wasn't that funny, but it did have poop in it. Yeah. So. It's got that going for it.
Don't stop me. No, no.
Now, back to our show.
I hate when I step on your lines, man.
No, it's nothing.
I don't know, but it's just, I feel like a bum.
In it, baby.
That was cool, man.
Yeah.
That was perfect for the show. Once again, Ford Prefect comes through in the clutch.
Good
man,
that
batting
Ford.
Third, man. Fuck yeah. That was funny. I turned off that ball game. It was 1-1, and they won like 9-3 or something stupid. It was the 8th. They clobbered him. Somebody in that bullpen dropped the ball. And it was also on the anniversary of the night that they beat the Reds in the wild card game. And I kind of cringe at the memory because the fans started this chant. This guy named Johnny Cueto was pitching for the Reds.
Johnny Cueto.
And the Pirate fans were all going, like he was starting to lose it, you know? And the Pirate fans started going, Cueto, Cueto. And it got to him, man. He dropped the ball. He literally dropped the ball at one point. And fans went nuts. But the negative side of that is, and we won the game, yeah. And that was it. Fucking Cardinals. Of course, made sure there was no joy in the postseason after that. But afterward, the game that my son and I went to against the Cardinals, they tried that shit with a couple of the Cardinal pitchers, and more than not, they would strike the dude out, you know, and, like, pitch better.
Yeah,
kind of
yeah.
a fuck you. It was not a productive way to try to... It only works once, you know.
That can really get in your head, though.
Well, the game I was at, it didn't work none at all. my son goes, why don't you not chant like that or something? I don't know. I can't remember. He said something stupid.
Yeah. Johnny Cueto, though, man, that sounds like an old 1950s movie with the tough guy, the leader of the guy, Johnny Cueto.
Johnny Cueto.
Hey, Johnny Cueto.
You don't want to mess with Johnny Cueto.
Yeah, you know,
him and his boys. Him and his boys will come over here and set things straight. Don't do it. Don't do it. It throws him off. Oh, he dropped his cat. Now you're in trouble. Now you bought
it. That's it. That's it.
Take him, Johnny. Take him, Johnny. 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 Move, Larry!
It's an apple cheeks. Very good.
Yeah.
I was thinking, I like traffic lights would have made it a nice polka.
It would have made it. Ooh. Uh-huh. Ooh, that would have been a good polka. All right, where is that? Yeah, here we go.
Yeah, baby.
Very cool. Yeah, that was very cool polka. The Hyman Damish. Hyman Damish. To miss. Pardon my French. Not safe for work. It was a triple Ford. I apologize. But this bonus polka music should make up for it. Oh, man. Duke used to like to say, we're burning daylight, kiddies.
Oh, possum on the shelf.
Thanks, everybody, for coming, man.
Yeah.
We had a... And a Daddy G appearance there, and
yep.
Coming, sir. Good luck with your show there
tomorrow night.
Excuse me.
Night with Daddy G.
Well, I'll see if I can stop by, man. I don't know. I'll probably be pretty drunk by then. I ain't got no work tomorrow, man.
I come home from working on beat on Saturdays.
That's what I was expecting this week. The one that got canceled, the Bouncy House guys. I think that was like four or five hours, man. So, I got COVID kicked my ass this weekend, kiddies.
Uh huh. What's this quick when you have Sunday? What are
Mosin Canadian? It's that lady that directs the orchestra that I met. That other gig.
Okay.
Who knows?
Nice.
You never know.
Use your NAS.
I will have my NAS on full. Of course, I have an old man blemish on my eyelid right now. It's very attractive. Yeah. As I'm bent over and spitting over here, isn't that attractive? You want to see my truss, young lady?
And that's the one thing you got going for you, right? All the old biddies, they like your clear skin.
Mosin Canadian. Well, I don't think I'll ever get that compliment again.
No?
Ooh, man. I got crepey. I got wrinkles. I got blemishes. I got Mr. Burns dots.
Uh-oh. Is that the scotch coming through?
I think it's just, you know, shit catching up, man. They're like, you've been getting away with murder for so long time here, kid. It's time to take some lumps. You're old. Yeah. Thanks for coming, everybody.
Yes.
Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight,
everybody.
Energize!
We'll be right back.
By that much.
It's funnier with the laugh track.
I like that.
They knew what they were doing.
Face. Oh, yeah.
See you later, fuckface. See you later, fuckface. Don Adams did cover that. That was on his second album. Didn't get a lot of airplay. See you later, fuckface. See you later, fuckface.
I like that because what the fuck is a fuckface?
You fuckface. You're like a piece of shit, man. You know? Piece of shit. Fuckface. Pieces of shit. Copyright. I think that's copyright two-handed Mikey, man, if I'm not mistaken.
Uh-huh. Well, it blows the head now.
Well, you're the co-hostess with the mostest, bub.
Fun time.
Well done,
fun
sir. Mock show. Mark Cher, I must say. Well, probably won't do next Friday, because I got to get up at the crack of fuck next Saturday.
So possibly no.
Probably no possum this Friday, yeah. So we'll do the most hilarious show Monday that's possible.
There you go. There you go.
It'll be fun. It'll be great.
Right. I had some good tunes today. Good stuff.
It was a mishmash, man.
Yeah.
Really, because it was like the show I built for the Friday I was going to do, and then I didn't do, and some other stuff on top, all mixed up with Ford Prefect shit that he posted today.
Good.
So, fuck faces all around, man. I mean, we're all fuck face. I mean, like, if you have ever dug oral sex, I don't know. It's been so long since I had sex. I don't know if I like it or not anymore.
Yeah,
I used to dig it. So I was a fuck
I
face.
Think I did.
I was using my face to fuck, and I've fucked faces.
Go.
So, you know.
Well, if you're into it, if you're heavily into it, then you're a fuckhead.
I guess, yeah, guys would be more fuckheads than fuck faces. Although, I like to, you know, put the nose in, chin, utilize the whole face.
You climb all the way in there.
Set up camp.
Uh-huh.
Percy Faith. Percy, man.
Yeah.
Even like your nickname is going to be Purse.
Well, no, they usually Buddy. You got a name like that, your nickname Buddy. You know any buddies? They got names like we're.
Man,
I don't imagine.
I guess that's it. Yeah, Buddy. It's yeah. Buddy or nothing for you.
Yeah.
All right, man. Glad we cleared that up.
There you go. Yeah.
This is the Dumont Television Network.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!